Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Former Congressman George Santos is free and speaking out for the first time since he walked out of federal prison Friday night after being granted clemency by President Trump. He served less than 3 months of a 7-year term for fraud and identity theft. This morning, Santos made a stop on Fox and Friends, telling the hosts he's humble and grateful while maintaining that his prosecution was political.
I understand people want to make this into a he's getting away with it.
Right.
I'm not getting away with it. I was the first person to ever go to federal prison for this type of civil FEC violation. These are usually solved in penalties.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was also talking about Santos on ABC's This Week.
We believe in redemption. This is a personal belief of mine. And I hope Mr. Santos makes the most of his second chance.
Some Republicans from New York, where Santos served, are not happy with the president's decision to free him. Representative Nick LaLota posted on social media that Santos didn't merely lie, saying that he stole millions and defrauded an election. Santos has thanked President Trump for the commutation, as well as thanking God. And he was making a stop today at St. Patrick's Cathedral. A 24-year-old man has been shot to death inside a building in Flatbush. Police got a 911 call around 2 this morning that brought them to 2020 Dorchester Road. The man had been shot in the torso. He was pronounced dead at Kings County Hospital. A potential suspect was taken into custody. Cops are not releasing the victim's name, and a motive isn't known yet. Election day is 2 weeks from Tuesday, and the candidates for New York City mayor are making the most of the time left. Independent Andrew Cuomo was on Channel 7's Up Close, taking shots at frontrunner Zoran Mondani and how he'd deal with President Trump. Cuomo says he's clearly the most qualified candidate to negotiate with the president.
My opponent says, well, we'll sue. You know, go look at Portland, look at Chicago. Suing doesn't work. President Trump gets sued 17 times a day before he brushes his teeth. You know, you're not going to slow him down by suing the federal government. You have to stop the action from happening.
Andrew Cuomo will sit down for an interview with our Susan Richard tomorrow morning at 10:30. You can catch it on all of our social media platforms. As for the other candidates, Democratic mayoral hopeful Zoran Mondani is hosting a cost of living classic soccer tournament today. People from neighborhoods across the city facing off in a borough versus borough game on Coney Island. Republican Curtis Sliwa attended the Fall Freedom Fest in Queens yesterday, as well as the funeral for a man beaten to death in a Brooklyn subway station. Tony Danza is on Long Island right now performing some Frank Sinatra songs, some greatest hits. His show Sinatra and Stories began this afternoon at the Tillis Center Concert Hall in Brookville. And Danza tells Winds he's been a lifelong Sinatra fan.
You know, I had this thing with Sinatra. I ended up, it's crazy, my mother got me excited about him when I was a little kid.
And then when I got to Hollywood, somehow I got to be around him and with him. And, you know, it's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know how it happened either, but I did. And so I wanted to write this show. And so I wrote a show called Sinatra in Stories.
And there's still a little time to get there. It actually doesn't start until 3 o'clock. Danza will not just be singing. He's also speaking about some of his own personal stories on the big screen and the stage.
They did the Monster Mash.
It is a sight to see. Dozens of canines in costumes are parading down Avenue B in the East Village right now in what's become the world's biggest Halloween dog celebration. This is the 35th year the Pooches have paraded around Tompkins Square Park. Each year it gets bigger. There's no shortage of creative costumes.
Biscuit is dressed as a UPS worker.
I think he's currently out of work because of the government shutdown.
That is true. So right now, he's been holding on to the package until the president says, go ahead again. Yeah.
The grand marshals of the parade are four dogs who all need forever homes. The event is highlighting the need for pet adoptions. A new report was released this week examining the best and worst cities to drive in. As you'd expect, we're on the wrong side of things.
We're not the worst, but close to it. The main reasons?
Commute times and congestion and infrastructure.
The usual, aging roads, too much traffic. Chip Lupo, writer and analyst at Wallet Hub, says the city came in at 97th out of 100 markets they examined in their annual report. In it, usual metrics. Then some stuff you might not consider.
If it makes a difference, 94th in car washes per capita.
We lack auto repair shops. Cost of maintenance is high. Paying for parking around here is a lot. The only places that did worse than us, D.C., Oakland, and Philly. Kevin Rincon, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.